Are you lucky enough to be a Sydney sider with a back or a front yard? Do you have a garden to tend? Maybe you've got a lovely south-facing balcony that gets plenty of sun and you want to know what you can grow. Or do you just have a spot down the road from you which would make a perfect spot for a little organic farm? Well, Pocket City Farms is taking to Sydney's neglected spaces, from spare plots to rooftops, in an effort to make good use of that space by growing fresh organic produce for the city's residents. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're in a city, you can still have fresh ingredients. Now, they're currently working on the construction of their first urban farm in Sydney. We're going to find out all about it. On the line is Adrian Baeda from Pocket City Farms. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, not at all.
Now, Pocket City Farms, I love the concept. I love the name as well. It's a very, very catchy sort of name. But can you tell us a bit about how you started and what you're all about?
Well, yeah, thanks. It is a catchy little name. And I suppose that name comes from our team, which is made up of Emma and Mike and Karen and Luke and myself. And, the group started quite a while ago and was basically, inspired to just, look at Sydney's unused spaces and just try and convert that into, you know, edible spaces, because all of us kind of have an environmental sustainability background, and we could see, and we work in sustainable food with our jobs, and we could see that, you know, a lot of Sydney siders wanted to eat fresh, real food and whatnot, but, you know, the best type of organic food to get is the one in your backyard, and Sydney's littered with all these little pockets of free space, so we wanted to just transform those spaces so that people can make use of that.
I know what you mean. Like living in the city, you know, I get really jealous of people who live maybe out west. They've got a big garden, they can grow their own veggies and herbs and stuff, and you know, being in the city, it's really hard to sort of find really fresh produce, because you know, you're not going to get it from the supermarkets a lot of the time, but if you grow it yourself, you know where it comes from.
And there are heaps of you know, obviously there's heaps of farmers markets and stuff around Marrickville and in Redfern and so forth, but they're just chockers. And our food system as a whole, we kind of, Pocket City Farm, wanted to kind of have a look at our food system and kind of bring the farm to the city, and show people that you can grow really, really good food organically, right next to your office or right next to your school or things like that. And I think food growing for us and our team is about kind of rethinking what food growing spaces look like.
Yep.
So it can be a farm, and it can be your balcony, and it can be a little space in the school or your office. And and it's about not expecting to get all your food from your balcony, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's, if you accept that, and you kind of look at, okay, I'm going to fill up my food basket, so to speak, in my home with, you know, food from a number of different sources. And those sources can be, you know, from a big farm out in the back of New South Wales. Some of it can be from the school where you drop your kids off.
Yeah.
A little bit of that food can be from your balcony. And now, hopefully, you can come down to Pocket City Farm and get some leafy greens.
Ah, so where can people go? So Pocket City Farm exists now, or are you still setting it up at the moment?
We're just about to finish setting it up. The project's been in the making for five or so years.
Right.
And we're a couple weeks out from finishing and opening our doors. So from that point on, we're going to be supplying some of the produce to the restaurant that's run by Acre, and they're going to be using, you know, radishes and dill beets and kale and a lot of the produce we're growing. And then a portion of the produce we produce, we would like to sell to the community at a fair price. And it's, you know, it's going to be chemical-free and on your doorstep.
And grown locally. I believe this is the Camperdown Bowling Club.
Yeah, the old Camperdown Bolo. We ripped up the greens and we put in a bunch of kale and all kinds of stuff. And we've also looking at the space as a really big kind of holistic system where each area talks to each other and creates a diverse kind of edible space. So there's gardens all around the restaurant that are, all kind of flowering plants and so forth that attract beneficial insects that help the farm so we don't have to use pesticides and insecticides. We've got chickens going on in the back corner.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty exciting. And we're going to have a huge compost-based system because we also want to be recycling all the, as much food waste from the restaurant as well as the farm, organic waste. We want to be recycling that. But we want to open our doors up to Sydney as well and say, to the locals and say, if you've got some food waste, you can bring that down, join our compost little team and start recycling your food and not only recycle the food, but see how your food waste gets turned back into food that you can eat.
Yeah, I always think that's a fantastic thing, especially when you can go to a cafe surrounded by, gardens like this, where you can be eating food that you know is grown, 20 metres away. I think that's a fantastic idea. And also
it's
the fact
exciting.
That I guess it's going to be seasonal, right? So different times of the year, you're going to have different produce and then, you can find the menu will change fairly regularly, I guess.
Yeah, totally. So everything's going to be seasonal and the acre team in the restaurant, some really savvy chefs in there that we're working with that, going to be bouncing around and changing the menu to see what, whatever's coming out of the paddock. And we're also going to be having a really extensive kind of workshop space and workshop program.
Oh, great.
For people to get engaged and learn how to grow food the way we're growing food in your balcony or backyard and learn how to do how to worm farm and how to compost, and we're going to have yoga, and it's all kind of
got a whole gamut going on. That's great.
Yeah, it is. We're trying to tick all the boxes.
Ah, sweet. Well, that sounds amazing. Yeah. If people want to check it out, they can go to pocketcityfarms.com.au. There's some photos there of the Camperdown Bowling Club. I guess the before shot. I haven't seen the after shot yet, but it looks pretty amazing. And they can get to know you and your team as well. That's a fantastic website and really cool initiative. Thanks very much for chatting to us here at 2SER.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. That was Adrian Baeda from Pocket City Farms. Yeah, just talking about the urban farm and how you can also, you can grow your own veggies on your balcony or in your apartment block or whatever. But this whole concept of having sort of a community garden where people can come and grab it, I really love that idea. I've got one near my house where you can volunteer and help out and plant things and prune and harvest and stuff. And then everyone shares the goods around. It's a good way to do it, especially when you're in confined areas in the city.